Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fugit. That stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. You know what? I was cleaning up some old video earlier today, and I was laughing at when I would use alternative words in introducing the Fugit acronym. And obviously, I shouldn't have looked at that shortly before making a video. Huh. It's one for the blooper reel. All right. Here's what we got today, guys. How to survive a holiday party. Give you some holiday party survival tips, okay? So I have been on my lean and clean eating and getting good results that I'll be sharing shortly in another video. But tonight I'm going to a holiday party. So I know that there is going to be shenanigans and all kinds of indulgences. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fire it up. And what I mean is by I'm going to like put in place my safeguard so I don't go crazy and I don't feel like absolute crap the next day. So I thought I'd throw some tips at you guys that you can think about implementing if you want to stay on track and not go off the rails. Just because we're going to be giving presents to each other at the end of the month is not an excuse to gain 5 to 10 pounds of fat. Think about it like that. We're crazy. All right, first tip, eat before you go. So, you know, some people like to not eat before a party so that either the alcohol hits them harder and they're tipsy and act stupid and have nothing but apologies to give the next day, or they know that they're going to be eating at the party, so they want to go hungry. Well, if you're trying to stay on track with an eating plan, that's the biggest mistake you can make, okay? Fill up on your protein, your vegetables, whatever eating plan you're doing. Eat and be satisfied or eat to satiety before you go. That way, you're not like looking around and starving and eating chips and all kinds of nonsense, okay? So you can make better choices when you're not hungry. The vegetable tray, some lean protein all looks good, okay? So the chips aren't as tempting if your body's already nourished, okay? Second tip, stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water, okay? This is my version of pre-gaming, okay? Forget about walking in tipsy and buzzed, okay? You walk in there hydrated, so you have to keep peeing, all right? That's a good thing. Doesn't sound appealing, I know, but it is. It's the way to go. When you do that, again, you're going to eat less, and the alcohol is not going to go to your head as fast if you're partaking in adult beverages, okay? Number three, when you go to eat, start with those veggies and proteins, okay? Start with those vegetable trays. Talk, get to know people, you know, have conversation. If you keep your lips going, you know, you have less time to drink or eat. So, you know, have some connections, meet some people, network, have some laughs, and hopefully at others' expense. All right, number four, if you are drinking alcohol, what you want to do is try to do it in a ratio of one drink to one glass of water or bottle of water, whatever you want. And so you ensure that you're going to stay somewhat hydrated and so that alcohol doesn't hit you as hard and you don't lose all sense of good and evil when it comes to your food choices and or choice of words, especially if it's a work party. Watch it, kids. And the last one, you guys, Uber and Lyft, okay? If possible, it makes sense. It's convenient if you're going to be drinking and you're driving with people who are drinking. It's a lot easier to do that than to wreck your car, possibly lose your life, the life of somebody else, and see your insurance skyrocket as well. So, guys, be safe this holiday season. All is well in this neck of the woods. Like, share, subscribe. I'll talk to you again soon. Have a good night.